All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news edition here across the Jacobs Sports Network. The breaking news tonight, our general manager, Howie Roseman, never sleeps. That proves to be true each and every single passing day. The Philadelphia Eagles have traded for running back Tank Bigsby from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They send a 2026 fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick, per sources. No confirmation yet exactly on what those picks are, but it's framed up as 2026 fifth and sixth-round pick. So I will get you more clarity there as we learn about it. But running back Tank Bigsby has landed in Philadelphia. An interesting trade nonetheless. A lot to parse here. We'll get into all of it on tonight's show. All right, I'll try and get Johnny Mack up as soon as he possibly can. He said he was in information gathering mode. So we'll see why or what John thinks about the Eagles acquiring Tank Bigsby. All right, let's give you some intel about Tank Bigsby. I'll pull it up right now. When something like this happens, you go right into information gathering mode. He's 24 years old, guys. His rookie deal goes through 2026. He was a 2023 round three draft pick out of Auburn. He was taken 88th overall. So he is going to be a very cost-effective player. In 2024, last year, he had 168 carries for 766 yards and 7 touchdowns in 16 games. All right, so I'm going to I got John now. Well, give me one sec, guys. I'm going to send John the link. We'll get John up. Very interesting, though. I mean, you know, it's true that Howie never sleeps, but it's also true of like, all right, we got Saquon Barkley. We got Will Shipley, who is hurt right now. Maybe there's more to that Will Shipley injury right now. You got A.J. Dillon. Of all the things that we saw on Thursday night, hey, maybe the Eagles need help there. I didn't really see running back as the area that Howie would look to improve, but that's what he looks to do today, and he acquires Tank Bigsby. So I do think this is special teams related. I see Big Rhythm with the comment in the chat right now. I agree. I think there's some special teams thought processes here with the return game obviously becoming a bigger part of the NFL. So let's see what Johnny Mack has to say about the acquisition of Tank Bigsby for the Philadelphia Eagles. He joins us right now here on a special football 24/7 edition. J-Mac, welcome into the show, man. Howie Roseman never sleeps, Johnny Mack. That's one thing we know.
Yeah, evidently he's not watching the Bears Vikings game. So
no,
that's
he's not.
About to start. So Tank Bigsby, yeah. You know, a couple things. Third round pick a couple years ago, so fits into sort of Howie's mentality of taking chances on players he liked in the draft. I think this is more about my understanding is it's more about potential kickoff returner. The Eagles see him. If you've noticed over the first week, kickoff returns are going to be a much bigger deal now that they have the rule change and they're putting touchbacks out to the 35. So they're very happy with Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon as the backups to Saquon Barkley, but they wanted to have some kind of impact kickoff returner. Now, there might be some short-term. We'll get a better feel Wednesday because Will hurt his ribs, so there might be some short-term impact. I mentioned they might have to bring running back up from the practice squad, Aldrick Esme. Obviously, they won't have to do that now with Tank Bigsby, and they're going to have to make a roster move to fit him on the roster. But so short-term, but long-term, they love Will Shipley, and they're very happy with A.J. Dillon to be the backup. So long-term, this is more about finding what they believe could be a potential difference-making kickoff returner, which, again, is, you know, maybe not the sexiest thing in the world, but it's a bigger thing than it has been over the recent over recent years in the NFL. Kickoffs were way up. Kickoff returns were way up past 70%. A couple years ago, they were like, they were dead, almost dormant. So it's a much bigger part of the game, and the Eagles wanted an upgrade there. And, you know, it does give you more depth at the running back position as well.
No doubt about it. And we will see, obviously, how that how it all plays out with the two running backs. John, just give me your opinion on the trade. I know there's a reporter in you and there's an opinion guy in you. What's your opinion on it? I mean, you know, all the things we've talked about since game one, John, I didn't quite think we'd be talking about a running back trade here on Monday night. But, John, part of me loves it, the idea of a tandem of backs. Now, hey, maybe it's not this. Maybe it is Shipley, and maybe he kind of becomes specific in the return game. But I don't know. The thought of two explosive backs kind of excites me behind that offensive line with Jalen Hurts, obviously, as a plus one in the run game. What's your opinion on this trade, John?
Yeah, I would not focus on the running back part of it. I think it's more of a special teams situation with this particular player. So, you know, if you think about it, they tried to dip into that with Keylon Robinson, picking up him off waivers from, ironically, Jacksonville for the same reason. Didn't work out. So, you know, I think you saw it was very quick. But you saw the impact that Will Shipley has in the – it wasn't a pass. It ended up being a run, but it looked like a pass to most people. They're very happy with Will. They're very happy with A.J. Dillon. So it's going to be more about special teams than anything else. And from what I think of it, I mean, it's just another indication of how he always trying to, you know, uncover every rock to improve the team as much as possible. And it's a thing that not a lot of people are going to think about, but the Eagles weren't happy, you know, and part of it is Ben's injury. I think it was going to be a surprise to people. They were going to use Ben Van Sumeren as a kickoff returner. They consider it sort of like inside zone, as more of a running play with the new kickoff rules and how everybody's so close together. So they had these plans, at kickoff return, and Will was part of it as well, and AJ was part of it as well, but they're probably not explosive enough to put that, you know, long speed effort. If you break through that first wave, they think this is a player that could potentially do that. But yeah, I wouldn't focus on the running back aspect. He'll be the running back four on the team. He's not here to usurp anybody else.
Interesting commentary, John. I know that obviously field position is something that matters greatly, especially when you're a team like the Eagles play with the running game obviously being so dominant. I know they care a lot about field position, and that part of it makes a lot of sense for me with the kickoffs becoming so much more prominent. So boom, put Tank Bigsby there. You give yourself an advantage. A 5 and a 6 feels rich, John, for a kick returner. Do you agree, or what do you think of that?
Well, remember how many picks the Eagles have. So, and I think you saw it sort of manifest itself this year a little bit when you talk about moving on from some draft picks. And who knows, you know, Antoine Powell-Ryland might be back. You know, they churn the back end of the practice squad and try to play that little game to get an extra player paid each week. But, you know, somebody might claim them. You know, when you have so many picks, you can't keep them all. You'd like to, but you can't keep them all. It's just the numbers game becomes –
I will say, John, it's supposedly a very deep draft. Now, I know that's all kind of pie in the sky because everybody's guessing anyway, but it is supposedly a very deep draft next year. So, you know, you give up two more of those picks.
Well, I would say look at this year, look at last year. You know, when everybody talks about day three picks, and they may develop down the road, but, you know, you can look at day three this year. You know, Drew Kendall wasn't active. Cam Williams wasn't active. Right. Miles Hinton's on injured reserve. APR just got waived from the practice squad. So, I mean, I know everybody likes door number three, but when you have that many picks, you're not, especially on a team as talented as the Eagles, you're not going to be able to keep them all. And Howie's already said, he said we have so many, but we're going to be very aggressive in trying to make deals to make this team better. You know, a little bit of that came out with what they were willing to offer for Micah Parsons as well. Obviously much higher profile, but what they've accumulated so much draft capital that they wouldn't be able to use it all anyway. So, hey, if this sort of thing get wins again, something that a lot of people don't think about, hidden yardage, they call it on special teams. If you can win that consistently, and you're getting better field position and things like that, yeah, I'll give up a fifth and sixth for that. Right. Now it has to come to fruition.
Right.
But you know, I get the thought process.
Right. Yeah, me too. I get it too. Makes sense.
Yeah. So I, you know, again, everything comes down to evaluation. If he doesn't play and if he doesn't turn out to be what they presume he could be. Then you have to, and the second part is, you know, short term, you do have potentially an issue, and we'll get a better indication on Wednesday. Not going to be a long term injury, but it might be a couple weeks potentially with Will Shipley.
And then yeah, I wonder if that's a part of it too. You know, what just how
bad? I'm sure it is, because you might need a body for a couple weeks, and you could bring up Estime from the practice squad, or they brought Montrell Johnson back today, so he's on the practice squad. So you could bring one of those guys up, but this is a guy who's run for 900 yards. He's got NFL experience, so you know it probably helps you in the short term as well, as opposed to guys who haven't played a lot. Estime played some in Denver last year, but Montrell's obviously a rookie who hasn't played at all. So, you know, It does give you more depth at running back. I just want to, for people thinking he's here to compete with Will or AJ, I don't believe that to be the case.
Well, John, let's just dissect that real quick with the role in the team. And I'm not pushing back and saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to get a gauge. I mean, you said you thought he would be the running back four here. So I'm just looking at his stats. Last year, John, 6 kickoff returns for 195 yards with a long of 41. Now, that's a pretty good output. It's not a lot of attempts. And the year prior, he had 4 attempts for 99 yards. So not too much there. And then you look at the running stats last year. He did play in 16 games, 168 carries for 766 yards and 7 touchdowns. Good for 4.6 average yards per carry. I don't know, John. Sounds like a better option than a running back 4. I mean, again, I'm not saying they don't like Will Shipley. I think you're right. I think they love Will Shipley. But I think they could see this guy as a little bit of a threat in both areas. Is that crazy to think, or just kind of your thoughts on the output of the player?
Well, how do I frame this? You know, I'm not saying this because I think it. You know, everything's about evaluation. You know, I saw the same numbers you did. Now they're impressive, but very short sample size.
Yes.
This is what the organization believes he can become as a kick returner. Can he do it? I don't know. I don't know. You know, from the standpoint of numbers in Jacksonville in the running game, you know, I take that with a grain of salt as well. But yeah, I've been told very clearly that the team is very happy with their running back room.
So Tank Bigsby might not be a big use in the running game, but I do think, John, they're right about the kick returns. I mean, if you just look across the NFL yesterday, I didn't see any data on it or anything, but there was a lot more kickoff returns.
And yeah, it was over 70%. So yeah. Last year it was 30-something. Then it was over 70% going into.
So 70%, over 70% were returned, actually?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
And going into tonight's game, which they just kicked off, and there was a return kick, so. Yeah, there's many more, you know, it's a much bigger part of the game, and it's gonna impact games too, for people that do it well,
right,
versus people that don't do it well.
John, now I want one more thing. I'm going to last question of the night, John, and thanks for joining on a short notice, as Howie loves to just keep us grinding, John, and I kind of love it. But I will say this. This is now two trades, John, and I'm going a different angle here. This is now two trades with the Jacksonville Jaguars that Howie has made in the last couple of weeks. You got the Tank Bigsby deal tonight, a fifth and a sixth, and you get Tank Bigsby. And you had the Fred Johnson trade a little bit earlier in the offseason, or right before the season started, end of the offseason, but a little bit before the season started as well. Howie's warming up that relationship, John. Do you think anything else could come out of the Jags? This wasn't the player I was hoping to see when I saw a Jaguars trade with the Birds.
I think it has more to do, and I've said it pretty consistently, that Jags have a new general manager, first-time general manager. The younger guys are much more willing to wheel and deal. So, look, anything's possible. But, you know, these were two, again, seventh-round pick, fifth-round pick, sixth-round, late day three picks. You know, wasn't in the plans there. So these guys are willing to move people, which I think is, you know, the nature, and more people are willing to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
With these young GMs. So I think it has more to do with that than just Jacksonville. Plus, you know, he's probably thinking that maybe he can take advantage of the
outcome. Yeah, right. You're certainly right about that. John, last question here. Do you think Will Shipley's going to the IR or no?
No.
Okay. So we think Will is going to be good from that. Johnny Mack, thanks for joining in tonight, brother. We will talk to you fully about it 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow on another Tuesday edition of Birds 365. Looking forward to talking to you in the morning, Johnny Mack. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There's Johnny Mack. John McMullen joining us here on a nighttime edition, a breaking news edition of football. There's nothing like it. And we got football on the screen. Howie doesn't care. Howie says, I'm taking a fifth and a sixth, and I'm sending it to Jacksonville, and we're bringing in Tank Bigsby. I saw a lot of kickoff returns this weekend. I love the way Howie does it, man. I really do. I know some people, keep the pick. I know. I would rather have a GM that shakes and bakes like this than a GM that sits on his hands and lets his fate unfold in front of him without putting his finger on the pulse or his finger on any of it. Man, make the moves. I'd rather say the moves failed than we didn't make the move at all and we still failed. I mean, Howie is just cooking, man. He doesn't sleep. Now, I know Cilio tomorrow, if he's listening, he's going to be chirping about who doesn't believe in the roster. We got better. Also, obviously John, has people inside the organization that give him some intel, obviously, in the way he elaborated on what he thought about Tank Bigsby's role in the offense. But can I just say I don't agree? I think Tank Bigsby has more value here than just as a kick returner. I think he's going to be a kick returner, yes. I think Tank Bigsby has more value here than as only a kick returner. The guy ran for 766 yards last year. You're going to tell me really that he's got no role over Will Shipley? And I like Will Shipley. I know I was hard on him this summer, but I like him. But you tell me they're not going to try Tank Bigsby at all? I think he would be a great change of pace back with Saquon Barkley. I do. I think he'd be a great change of pace back with Saquon Barkley. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're going to use, how they're going to use him. Let's pull up his stats. I'll show you guys what we're looking at with Tank Bigsby right now here on a breaking news edition. Who has the game on tonight? I think it's Bears and Vikings. I didn't even turn it on yet. I've been working at this desk since I left you on the National Football Show at around 5:50. I think I got off there. So let me pull up the stats. Here we go. Here we go. You got the ESPN stats here. All right, so rushing stats. 23 was his rookie season. All right, so he's going to have 2 years left on his contract. He's got this year and he's got next year. So and a lot of those deals happening for Howie where he's got guys under contract through next season as well. All right, so Tank Bigsby's got – he had 17 games played, only 50 carries that rookie year, 132 yards and two touchdowns. Not a whole lot there. Last year, second year in the league, 16 games played, 168 carries, 766 yards, 4.6 a carry is pretty good. and 7 touchdowns with a long of 65. All right. So I think that's pretty good numbers in the rushing game for a second year player, which is kind of why I'm like, only a kick returner. Yes. Only a kick returner. I don't know. I think he could be used more. So you come down to the receiving game, not much. Seven catches last year for 54 yards. So not nothing, but nothing big there. 7 catches, 54 yards. And then you come down to the return game. You can see 0 punt returns. He's never returned a punt, but he did have 6 kickoff attempts last year for 195 yards. And a long of 41 is pretty good. That's an explosive kick return. So that's what you're looking at. This year, he already had 1 attempt yesterday for 20 yards. Yesterday when the Jags played. So 1 attempt yesterday for 20 yards for the Jags. And then in his rookie year, he had 4 attempts for 99 yards. So I think they're going to use him mostly, definitely as a kick returner. I just don't know. I don't know if it's only kick returner, if it's running back. I mean, look, I'm kind of thinking Saquon Barkley comes off the field, Tank Bigsby goes out. I mean, hey, Will, I like you and everything, but like, I'm trying to go and win another Super Bowl here. Like, the Eagles have already, right? Let's just walk through something for a second. The Eagles have embraced, the Eagles have become, the Eagles are the embodiment of the way they play offense, and that's through Saquon Barkley and through Jalen Hurts and through ground and pound football right now. Even in some of Jalen Hurts' best plays on Thursday night versus the Cowboys, they were him dissecting the defense and giving himself a look one-on-one in the running game where he knew they weren't tackling him before the line, before the first down line. So that's a part of this offense. I think another running back in that mix sounds damn good. That sounds damn good to me. Look at the Lions and the way they played offense last year. You know, you had David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, I'm not saying that Tank Bigsby is going to be that at all. I'm just saying the thought process of the Philadelphia Eagles offense with a second back like that excites me. It makes me think that the Philadelphia Eagles could run the tape again, run through the slate again. Now, I don't know if they're doing that at all. Maybe John's right. Maybe they like Will Shipley. Maybe this is simply kick returner. All right. But I do like the addition of Tank Bigsby. I'll say that. All right. Just sitting here tonight, I like the addition of Tank Bigsby. Why not? You know, now, will you argue a 5th and a 6th is pretty rich? I think it's a little rich. I do, for just a kick returner, if he's going to be just a kick returner. But again, I'm thinking it's going to be more than that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. You know, John has more intel than me, and he says it's not that. So we will find out. Now for the big question. There's this elephant in the room right now, everybody. There's an elephant in the room when the Eagles make a trade like this. Can anybody in the chat identify what the elephant in the room is? What's the elephant in the room when you make a trade for a running back in Tank Bigsby? Okay, what is the elephant in the room tonight? Well, the elephant in the room tonight is that we got a lot more problems on defense, specifically the cornerback too, than we do on offense. And Howie keeps making moves, and I see a receiver come. Now, he signs a Darius Smith, and I think that, by the way, I'm a lot more optimistic on that deal today than I was on Friday evening when it happened. I went and did some research. I watched some of his tape last year. I think that's a player that can still contribute in a big way for the Eagles. So I like that move. But another offensive addition, 2 more draft picks from next year's draft to bring in another offensive player. You know, is Howie done? Probably not. Why would we think that? He's never done, it seems. But the elephant in the room is the addressing of the defense. What are they going to do? Or are they not going to do anything? I don't know. I think there's potential of them going for another corner. You know, John tells me Jacorian Bennett was the move, though. You know, and until he falls flat, they're not going to make a move on defense, potentially. Now, a couple people bring up the name Trayvon Walker. And for anybody, if you're not new to Jacob Sports, by the way, if you're here, thank you guys for being here. You know, I love you. I appreciate you. Hit that like button. Drop your comments down below. I try and get to them, as many of them as I can. All super chats go directly to the top. And subscribe to the channel for your everyday Eagles channel. When breaking news like this happens, I got news. I don't care where I am. I'm getting the link up and I'm going live. All right. I'm going live. So thanks everybody for being here. Hit that like button and big shout out to Howie Roseman. Continues to make this team better. At the very least, he's trying. So a couple of people bring up the name Trayvon Walker. And I kind of tried to get John there, but he didn't bite. And that's all right. I didn't expect him to bite. That's two deals, though, with with James Gladstone. That's an early relationship between Howie Roseman and James Gladstone of the Jaguars. Now, Howie tends to get in rhythms with certain GMs. And he kind of shakes and bakes. He keeps the line open. They have a good working relationship. Did Howie just send an extra sixth-round pick for Tank Bigsby? Because he's massaging the deal. He's massaging Gladstone to think he's not out to get him. Hey, James, new GM in the league. It's all good, brother. I want you to win, and I want to win too. Here's a fifth and a sixth. Give me Tank Bigsby. And then Howie's massaging him. He's working him in. Hey, two trades now with Howie Roseman. He's giving me pretty good draft capital. Yeah, I'm not losing these trades. In fact, I'm winning the trades with the best GM in football. Holy shit, I can do this thing. That's James Gladstone right now. And then Howie's warming him up. And he comes in with that haymaker. And he lands Trayvon Walker. Man, how good would that be? How freaking good would that be? Now, I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming. But Howie does have a way of building rapport and relationship with certain GMs. And he's clearly done that. Two trades with the Jacksonville Jaguars in the last month. So Tank Bigsby and then the Fred Johnson trade, man. All right. So I don't know. Maybe I'm out on a ledge. I don't know. You tell me. All right. Kirk says, Andrew, best GM in sports. Get it right. All right, Kirk. All right, Kirk. I mean, you're buttering the guy up. I already buttered him up. How much butter you need on the dude? Gatekeeper says, I can't see what direction Howie is going. I can't really either, but I do understand the kick return, Gatekeeper. Like, they're clearly a bigger factor. Clearly a bigger factor right now. So why have any sort of question there? Now, like, I don't know who, you know, I don't even remember. Who was our kick returner? It was Will Shipley, right? It was Will Shipley. So, interesting. But we'll see. Steven says, Zay, the 2026 draft is supposed to be a phenomenal class. Now, Steven, I think John's right about this. Like, you look now on September 8th and you're like, whoa. You know, why, we've given away a lot of those 26 picks. Don't we want to keep some of them? You know, don't we want to keep some of them? But, like, where John is right is, Steven, if you look back to the last couple drafts for the Eagles and the amount of trades they made on day three where they move up, they move down, they acquire more picks, how we'll move from the top of the third to the middle of the third and acquire another fifth. Like, he's so good at shaking and baking on draft day. I cannot sit here, Steven, and worry about a fifth and a sixth-round pick for next year's draft. Next year's draft doesn't help us win the 2025 Super Bowl. Am I right? Howie will manage that. I'm not worried about those future picks. I'm not worried about those future. Bob is in the game. Look at this comment from Bob. See, Bob, me and you thought the same thing. Bob, you're massaging it up a little bit. Bob, you're massaging Gladstone. You're letting them feel it a little bit, Bob. You won a couple trades with the best GM in football, Gladstone. I'm not out to get you. Bob says, Xander, Bigsby would appear to be a long-term addition and backstop Barkley. It also means Philly and Jax have been talking. Tank is foreplay. Now, you worded it a little bit more boldly than I did, Bob Brown. But I'm wondering if it's the same thing. Trayvon Walker to the Philadelphia Eagles for a second-round pick. Cha-ching! Cash that up right now. Uh-oh, here comes our resident Cowboy fan. Imagine trading for a trash running back. What a joke of a comment. Your Cowboys stink. Although, Texas boy, they looked a little better than I think Eagles fans expected on Thursday night. Defense looked better without Micah than we thought. And CeeDee Lamb can't catch a football. That's your own problem. I'm not sure what to tell you about that. Here's Hurts. Bigsby would be the – yes, he would. Hurts season, great comment. Bigsby would be the best running back on the Cowboys. Yes, he would. All right. See, Eagles better win, says Denzel Ward's the play. That would be a massive move, dude. I don't know if they – that would be a big move. That's probably a first-round pick for Denzel Ward. That's probably a first-round pick. And now you're paying three corners. And you're going to have to pay – no, you're not paying them yet. I shouldn't say that. You'll have to pay in the future Quinyon, Coop, and Denzel, because Denzel is a premier piece. I mean, he's not going far. So, Jordan, we just addressed the elephant in the room. I'm wondering if Howie is not done. I don't think he's done at all, and I think he's going to continue to acquire. Jordan says, why are we getting running backs and not a cornerback? Look, let Howie cook a little bit, you know? I wouldn't rule anything out yet. But they do – look, based on what I'm told, they want to see Ja'Cory Bennett before they even think about another move. Ja'Cory Bennett was the move. All right, so I think they want to get to Ja'Cory Bennett sooner than later over Adoree Jackson. Now, personally, I think Ja'Cory Bennett, while he's better in coverage and he's a little fast and, you know, maybe younger, maybe more apt to the speed of the game than Adoree Jackson is, he's got his own set of problems for sure. He's got his own set of problems. So we will see what they end up doing. All right. We'll see what they end up doing. But I do want to thank everybody for being here tonight. A special breaking news edition. I love breaking news editions. All right. I absolutely love breaking news editions of the show. When you're working extra hours, when Howie's not sleeping. I like the addition of Tank Bigsby, guys. You know, and I do think it's important to have a good kick returner. And the new Mello says, how bad's the Shipley injury? No confirmation yet, new Mello. But I would like to think it's got me wondering if you're looking at a worse injury than anticipated, okay, for Will Shipley. So we'll see. I think he injured his ribs today. So we will see, you know, what the update is on Will Shipley as it rolls. All right. So I'll keep you guys all posted. Thanks for being here tonight, everybody. We had a really great crowd. Still have a great crowd in here. I do want to thank you all for being here. Hit that like button. Enjoy the Monday night football game that's on right now. I haven't turned it on yet, but I'm going to go turn it on right now. I am looking forward to watching a little bit of that Bears team going up against Vikings. I don't know how that quarterback's look. What's the update on the game? Anybody have it real quick before I go? What's the update on the game? Fills up 1-0 in the sixth. Sounds good there. What's up, Tony? Xander, how you feeling right now for the Chiefs? Kirk says, feeling good, Kirk. I don't think they're in our league anymore. I think that team is that team has done – they have done Patrick Mahomes a disservice by stripping him of all talent around him and expecting to just continue to be able to walk through teams. The Chargers look like a much better team than them the other night on Friday. Now, I know it's week one, but Chargers have a lot more firepower, that's for sure. And Justin Herbert looks like he might take another step forward this year. He's obviously a good quarterback. He's going to have to get rid of those playoff woes, though. Four interceptions is not cutting it, young man. All right. Go Birds. All right, go Birds, everybody. Appreciate all of you guys for listening in tonight. Hit that like button, and I'll see you guys on the next video. We'll be live 8 to 10 a.m. in the morning on Birds 365. I expect to see all of you there. All right, the best Eagles show on the planet, and then the National Football Show from 2 to 6, the most entertaining Eagles show on the planet by a country mile. Thank you all for watching. Hit that like button. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.